Distinguished guests, mayors, deputy mayors, ladies and gentlemen. Before I start talking about what City of Sveta Nedelja is doing regarding improving the quality of life for our citizens, let me tell you a few facts about our city. We have a population of around 20,000 people, around 1,500 businesses, and area of 50 kilometers squared. Officially, we became city in year 2006. So as you can see, it is a small city, but with a lot of entrepreneurs and SMEs, unemployment just over 4%. Of course, we are home of Rimac, fastest all-electric car in the world. The city of Sveta Nedelja is a signatory of Covenant of Majors for Climate Change and for Climate and Energy. So, according to the Sustainable Energy Action Plan, which we are now reviewing and preparing for a new period in cooperation with Northwest Croatia Regional Energy Agency, we are working on the decreasing of CO2 emissions by 20% by 2020, which will be achieved this year or the next. So far, we have focused on several main areas: energy efficiency of the public buildings, energy efficiency of the public lighting, the decrease in consumption of fossil fuel in traffic, and transparent control of the quality of environment using new technologies. In the area of energy efficiency of the public buildings, we participate in project co-financed by the EU called eCentral, whose primary goal is testing of the cost effectiveness of financing the construction of public buildings according to the near zero energy building standard through public-private partnership. Further on, we are building kindergarten this year and a new elementary school next year, also according to the NZEB standard. Also, using the EU funds, two schools in our city are currently in the reconstruction to increase energy efficiency of those buildings, and that increase would be up to 70%. And last year, we have finished reconstruction of the kindergarten building in the same way. In the years ahead, we are planning a renovation of several city buildings for social purposes of those several city buildings for social purposes, so those buildings would be more energy efficient as well. Croatia is now making strong efforts in improving education system, so it is very important to us that infrastructure is suitable for those changes. How we see it, to implement those changes, it is necessary to have a good software and a good hardware. And energy efficient buildings are one step closer to having a good hardware. That is why we are working hard in this area. As part of the new light project, last year we started replacing public lighting with new LED lights. The project is carried out in three phases. Currently we are doing phase two, which is why we believe that by the end of 2020, we will replace all existing city street lights with a new LED public lighting. LED lighting achieves significant savings in electricity cost, but also raises the level of traffic safety due to a higher quality of light and visibility of the roads. Savings in energy costs will return investment in a period of 8 years. Reducing the consumption of fossil fuels in transport is a process in which we have been a bit slower so far, but we are planning to speed up in years ahead. By now, we have placed two public electric chargers for electric cars, and the city administration has sold several cars which have run using fossil fuels. We are now in the process of purchasing 15 electric bikes and installing more electric chargers. In the future, we are planning to rent electric cars for city administration with a car sharing system included, so that our citizens could also use those cars after working hours. Further on, with the increase in the range of electric buses and their shorter charging time, in the coming years, we will introduce public transport exclusively powered by electricity. If the city budget remains stable, as we expect, public city transport on electricity could be completely free for citizens and employees of all companies in the city area. That would reduce the number of people using cars to travel to the work and decrease traffic jams, air pollution, fossil fuel consumption and travel expenses. However, it is not enough to work only on environmental protection. It is also necessary to involve citizens in oversight and participation in order to achieve greater trust in institutions, which, particularly in Croatia, is shaken. That is why we have also set up a permanent measuring station for measuring intensity of electromagnetic fields. The station continuously measures the level of electromagnetic fields in the real time, and it displays results to everyone just by clicking the link on the city administration's website at any time. It is also possible to see comparison of measuring results to all permitted levels of electromagnetic fields defined by Croatian law. We are planning to place several more measuring stations very soon, and they will be located through the city. The level of air quality will be monitored in the same way also in near future. We believe that measures and projects that we have carried out, as well as the ones we are planning to implement, have to come to acceptance of the whole community, because we have proved that investment in environmental protection, energy savings and sustainable development can be feasible and greatly contributes to increase the quality of life of our citizens. Thank you all for your attention, and I apologize for skipping time.